That's just straight.
I think
brats.
My bae might be a brat.
Is she a brat?
Oh,
all bays are brats, dude.
That makes sense.
All bays are brats.
Well, I've heard of brat training before.
What's that?
That was like a fetish where it was like brat training, where like it's the same thing. It's like you're your babe's just up there just the whole night just acting out. You got to be like, listen, and fucking
yeah.
Brat correction.
Ooh.
That's a fetish.
That's
what that guy's describing. He's
that was
describing
an unknown fetish for the last one.
For what?
If I called her a brat, she was like, she got into it. Yeah, well, I was like, you're being a fucking brat right
now. Well,
like,
dude, that's the nature of a brat. You can't reveal them by name. You have to just like utterly dom them to her. Like, oh,
you have to dom them.
This is the spanking I so desperately want.
Oh,
that's so
that guy's
weird.
So hot.
He's dude. That's a hot,
what a
fucking
sexy
gay
dude.
Guy. Definitely a hot gay guy, right?
No.
That's
I think that was just, I think he was into babes.
That guy was sending a message out to the dogs, dude. He was not.
You think he was trying to
babes.
Find brat men?
Yeah, dude. No, he's a brat. He wants a daddy to come spank.
See, I don't agree. You don't understand the universe of TikTok.
You're getting that from TikTok. Isn't that for people singing songs or something?
Kind of, but it's now it's kind of like Vine, where it's just fucking the weirdest people on earth. There's a subreddit called Cringe TikTok, and it's so fucking funny.
I remember
it's all furries dancing to like fucking techno. It's weird shit.
I remember that was some guy that I hosted for, some comedian, I forget. He was like posting. Is there another one of those too? Where you like you sing your favorite song along
probably
to a camera? I think there's TikTok and there's another one. I can't remember the name of it. But he was showing me, he's like, yeah, check it. I like do songs and put them up, and he was showing me other ones. It's all like 16-year-old girls, and I'm like,
yeah, it's real weird.
I was like, you're fucking on this thing.
My
dude?
Niece was on it. I just saw my niece yesterday. She's she's on TikTok making some cringy fucking videos.
Hopefully,
dude.
The brat doesn't
They're
find her. Dude,
so funny.
Are they really?
Yeah, it's so embarrassing. I mean, she's like she's a little girl.
It's for little girls.
So she's making like she's like singing along to these fucking. It's so.
How old is she?
She's 12.
Oh, that's a perfect age.
Just
for
a
that.
Little chubby girl up in her fucking grandparents' computer room dancing.
Dude, that's so
fucking so fucking funny.
See, that's wonderful. But then you get like this guy was
then
like
you get
a
that
headliner.
Guy talking doms, dude.
You get that guy. Yeah, your niece is trying to watch other people dance. Someone's like, and you're just going to want to be spinning. It's like, dude, get the fuck out of here with your weird bullshit. Knock
it
off.
Man. Had a rough, went home. Oh, yeah.
You shouldn't be able to talk. I'm still
What's
fucking
this?
About You shouldn't be able to talk about that kind of shit on like a little platform for little girls and stuff.
Yeah.
Why is that guy on there trying to
weird.
Get fucking boy pussy or whatever the fuck he's. I don't know what he's after. Could be Pan.
I'm telling you, bro.
It could be Pan.
The world that these people are in, that guy's after Sniz.
You think?
Yes. Ugh. There's like this whole like weird like goth Sniz world. Ugh. You know that fucking when they dance like. Have you ever seen them fucking.
Wow. Are you talking about like raver dance?
Yeah, kind
oh,
of,
sure.
Except with like those like gas masks and like tight sleeveless shirts and then JNCO jeans.
What?
And like neon green dreads. You've never seen this world?
That sounds like raver culture.
It is, except
it's
new.
Goth,
yeah, they
nuanced,
do it out,
raver,
they do,
raver
they, like,
culture?
Dance in public.
What?
Yeah, man.
I always just thought they were just like boardwalk locals.
They could be boardwalk locals.
There was always some like hard, like very mysterious, like goths, like aggressive goths in the boardwalk locals.
Yes, but that was then. They disappeared. They went underground for a while. And now they're back.
Are they really?
There's some weird fucking like ska goth, reggae goth thing.
It's up to your parents, dude. If you don't want your kids to be like total fucking freaks, do not move to like beach towns.
Yeah.
I don't know
for
why.
For sure.
It's like, this will be fine. Well, and it's like, dude, your kid just comes back and is like.
That's because boardwalks are like, I mean, some beach towns, like shitty beach towns, are just like if Spencer's was a city. Yeah. Like fucking Ocean City in Sea Isle is like, dude. Yo, what if Spencer's was a fucking city?
Yeah, the local economy is just like based on
weed
like,
t-shirts and airbrushed.
Itching like, powder and fucking
and
stink
a tattoos,
bombs.
Dude. Get some tattoos.
Dude, that's the local fucking plies. Arizona iced tea, tall cans.
Yeah, man.
Damn, dude. Just a purveyor of just utter fucking bullshit.
Like, it's not even like bad stuff.
Your
it's
kids
all just
come out,
shit.
There's kids are just hitting the oxygen bar, dude, eating fucking Mr. Softy.
It's just, it really is.
It fucks
it.
Fucks
like, it's not like it's like cool, bad shit.
Yeah.
It's just shit.
Dad comes home. He's like, I've been selling keychains all day. Where's my boy? He just had the boardwalk doing tricks with a yo-yo. Like, fuck off, tourists.
Oh,
it's a
man.
Bad world. To
beach
get
towns,
into.
Dude.
Stay the fuck out.
Yeah, every beach town.
No, exactly.
Almost every one I've ever been to is filled to the brim with garbage.
Yeah, how does that happen?
I don't know. again, it's all you put up enough Spencer's gifts.
I think it just comes to like anyone who has any sort of like money or real say in their life would like be living down Sea Isle and have like an influx of like drunk morons, and then be like, all right, I'm gonna move. It's all the people who can't move who are stuck there, and they're just like crawling in.
They're crawling, dude. They're crawling in their skin because too much itching powder. They got too much itching powder down at the fucking B-Walk, dude. They're fucking crushing funnel cake.
Yeah, dude. All you can do as a fucking local is just put your fedora on, dude, and head down there. Put your cut fingered gloves on.
Yeah. Your big J gloves? Your dice gloves? Yeah. I can't believe I pissed my pants like that.
But you got let into the world of TikTok.
TikTok is... You got to go to it's cringe TikTok on Reddit,
God.
And it's every video is just it's literally retarded people.
That's so fucking
making
funny.
Like vines of them.
Let me tell you something.
It's
about
all oddly sexual. It's a lot of like anime furry type shit.
Why are they putting that shit on there with kids, dude?
I don't know.
Some motherfucking
because it
bullshit.
Is like into cartoons. Adults that are into cartoons, there's like a weird sexual. I don't know.
Pedophilia,
I don't like it,
bro.
Yeah.
South Park's the only exception.
They are pedophiles.
I'm not talking
cartoons like Family Guy and fucking American Dad and South Park and shit. I'm talking like dudes that watch like obviously like My Little Pony and shit like
obviously,
that.
Obviously, dude, that's fucking.
There's like
sick.
Such a weird level of
like
sexuality.
Guys who watch Teletubbies and want to like put on the fursuit and come all over themselves. Yeah, dude, keep them away from your fucking kids online.
Yeah, but they're on TikTok, man.
They shouldn't be on there. What the fuck's the other one's like Musy or something, or I forget what it's called. This guy was on there being, look, this is a video I made. This is like a dance in a video. And I was like, okay. Keep a fucking eye on you, dude.
The crush on there is the Iceman.
Yeah, the Iceman. TikTok's for the Iceman. I'm guaranteed he's on it.
He was doing TikTok before TikTok.
Before TikTok. He does your turn, my turns.
He was making those fully TikTok. That's what TikTok's designed for.
Yeah, to like copy or something.
Yeah. Like to you act out, like you sing the song or you do like a movie quote. He was literally doing TikTok.
Yeah.
Iceman's videos are the shit.
Dude, you got to see the fucking Iceman.
We should start posting those on the Reddit.
We'll put them in
We
got
to get the Iceman some
dude,
fans. Dude, I've been all TikTok.
You need the spanking you're so desperate for.
I've been watching TikTok nonstop.
That is pretty fun.
There's YouTube compilations that are like 20 minutes of TikTok cringe.
Is it just guys trying to get like horny as fuck on
it's
there?
It's crazy. And I told you those dudes are after Sniz.
No, they're not.
I
that
found
guy
a couple of them
gay.
With Sniz.
What about that guy?
They're all the same. They're all dudes that are reciting 50 Shades of Grey lines.
Did he try to get some Sniz?
And one of them had a fat bae with him.
Type.
He was like,
was that the split screen one?
No, this one he
I saw
had
a split
her.
Screen one. The guy's
he had
got
a fat
big,
on
he's
his
a beefy bae.
He has a
on the other side of the
bae.
Split screen. He was like, you know what you're gonna get when I get home.
He's a beefy bae laying on him, and he's like, I just cheated on her. I feel horrible about it. He's like, but I respect this bitch right here. It's fucking nice.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, man.
That's
these
fucking
guys,
sick.
These tatted up weirdos quote 50 Shades of Grey and just crush fat Sniz.
We are in the end of times, dude.
This is the end of days.
There's a bunch of fat people on TikTok being like, I'm so fucking freaky now.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that is the culmination of society.
Yep.
Obese people indulging in sex.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the collapse of a civilization.
That's pre-flood every single
fat
time.
People being
everyone's
like,
fat and
I
everyone's...
eating and fucking. I'm going to put it on the internet. Like, yeah, man, we all do.
Yeah, imagine
I mean,
your,
I do.
Your kinky
yeah.
videos get... That sucks, dude.
I'm a chubby bae, dude.
You're a chubby kinkster?
Yo. You ever see Tub Girl?
Yeah. I have seen that.
Tub Girl was like early.
That was like
early internet.
It was Lemon Party, Tub
Lemon
Girl.
Lemon Goatee?
Period. I remember Goatee. They're stretching out your asshole. I saw Goatee. I was kind of phased. Tub Girl fucked me up. I
Tub
saw
Girl
that.
Was
like,
crazy.
Lemon Party was funny to send people.
Lemon Party is
LemonParty.com. There's dudes spinning their dicks around.
No.
Was that Lemon Party?
Lemon Party.
Was that Meat Spin?
Meat Spin.
Meat Spin.
Is guys a gif of someone swinging their dick.
Yeah.
LemonParty.org.
Yeah.
I think it's .org is three old dudes.
In a bathtub?
No, one of them's making out with a guy who's getting his dick sucked by another old guy. It's so fucking funny.
That's what that was. That
and
was
people
so...
still fall for it.
Dude.
People, and I think one's Blue Waffle.
What's Blue Waffle?
I forget.
Just Google it.
Blue Waffle is a rough one.
That's funny. You know Amazon's sending a...
Lemon Party.
Amazon sending...
Lemon Party holds up, dude. That is still
Lemon
fucking
Party
hilarious.
Is a fucking classic.
Lemon Party.
I can picture those three old geezers, dude. Very frail.
It's fucking great. Sucking dick when you're that old.
Getting filmed, too.
It's awesome that was a website. Just a picture. Just one picture.
Oh, dude. That's got to be... That might not be photo. That might be photo. I don't think three of the same guys. That might be Photoshop, it's dude.
Way before Photoshop. That's a real fucking picture.
Oh, dude. Oh. That's fucking rough, dude. I don't... Oh, look at the guy's dick laying on
I know. The other guy's dick's laying on the geezer's pubes.
Please.
That guy has a decent root, though.
Please, I just had my smoothie, dude.
All these geezers have decent roots.
Let me see that root again.
But decent. Decent root.
It's pretty fat. That's a nice little fat, good, boy.
Thick root, dude.
And I mean, you can't tell how long
bushel
it is.
Of pubes?
That's coming through the bushel.
True. That thing could be in the back of that other geezer's throat.
Exactly, dude. Although you can tell it's starting to narrow in towards
it
the top.
It is. It seems like that guy's got the tip.
He's
got a hold of the tip, pyramid. Dude.
Plus, if someone's photographing me, I'd be like, put your mouth, just eliminate that tip and don't be going down too low.
It's awesome that guy's just laying there taking it, though. The guy that's getting his
dude,
dick
that's
sucked.
Three of the same guys. That's the
moving.
Same guy.
It's not the same guy. It can't be the same guy. Look at that feminine dude on top with the hips.
Very Greek, dude.
Very Greek.
You see his fucking, just his wiener just looking out of the camera. Just laying on that other guy.
Man, it's great that still makes me happy.
Seeing sending that to people was like a definite rare delight. Although I think that's a, I wonder if, because I know it's like a misdemeanor to send people pornography against their will.
So really?
You could have pressed charges against someone who directed you to lemonparty.org. Although it's a hyperlink. I don't know if technically it's like you clicked on it.
That was like whitehouse.com as well, far as.
What is that?
Oh, my God.
What? Is that blue waffle?
Yeah, this is all really horrific shit.
What is it?
I don't know. Oh, there it is. That's what it is.
What is it, bro? What is it, dude?
Oh, my God.
Let me see.
Oh, my God.
Let me see. Ah, dude, what the oh, it's like, oh, dude, enough. That's the. What is that from? Why is it all like
it's
that?
It's a blue sniz, dude.
Oh, Jesus, man. That's tough. Jesus Christ.
Wish I hadn't done
seen
that
the
one.
Blue waffle? I never saw the blue waffle.
Waffle's tough.
That's the name of Bezos' moon ship's called Blue Moon. He's just switching to Blue Waffle. Do you see?
That's how they do it, dude.
Can I send you the video
that's how they get you.
Of the security guard?
No.
There's a video of a security dude that's
hilarious.
So fucking funny. Walks in. They're like, the gun's fake. And he's like, too bad. Starts shooting him.
Yeah, there's these two black kids robbing a 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
And then this black security guard or cop or
he's
security guard.
Dude.
He busts in.
Busts in on him. It's the
caps
funniest.
Kid.
Yeah, he shoots one of them. Then one guy goes, the guns are fake. And he goes, too bad. Or says something
like
that.
He's like, mine's not.
Yeah.
He shoots a guy in the arm.
He's going to die. Oh, well. Yeah. Dude, that was awesome.
You should have thought about that before you robbed this 7-Eleven.
Yep.
Now you're going
to
die.
Oh, that was so funny, thinking about that guy just being like having the worst day ever and seeing two kids and be like, yes, pop, pop. Fuck these guys.
Oh, man. You should have seen this sick tweet I had this weekend.
What'd you have? You're still fucking...
One of the best tweets
ever. You're still breaking the internet,
I'm still
dude?
Crushing the tweets. This one was... hold on, I got to fucking show you this.
Bust that out.
I was watching... I spent a lot of time watching Denny's fights.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just black people destroying Denny's in fights.
Like fucking white managers getting their asses kicked.
Except
I saw
that
the one I saw. The, like, one I the guy tombed. Yeah, I saw that before.
At IHOP, he fucking tombstoned a guy.
Yeah,
I've
seen some pretty good some IHOP battles.
I think my favorite one is a Denny's fight. It's Halloween in Oakland.
Yeah.
So it's like two squads of black chicks fighting each other, and they're all
in
dressed
costume?
Like, yeah, they're just like bumblebees and fucking. And one squad is out in the dining area, and the other squad's basically in the kitchen at this point.
Uh-huh.
They retreated to the kitchen, but they're all just finding shit to throw at each other. And they just fucking destroy this.
Yeah,
place.
Being in costumes is pretty nice for that.
They're all fat black ladies dressed up in like princess outfits, throwing plates at each other. It's so good.
That's pretty fucking funny.
So I thought this was a great tweet, and it's really not.
It's not
taking off like I wanted to. And it's got 10 likes.
That's pretty
zero
good.
Retweets though. A lot of people don't.
Some people don't have the gumption. What is it?
I said, if we're on a kick of individuals being responsible for their entire race's actions. I think black people owe at Denny's a sincere apology.
No wonder nobody retweeted
nobody
that.
Liked it.
You got 10 likes?
Yeah, 10 likes. Anybody that's seen a Denny's fight knows, dude.
Yeah.
That's
a tough...
That's the black community's greatest disgrace.
Denny's?
Denny's fights.
Yeah, that's a tough one to get behind on. because it's not really trending right now. It's like gun violence is trending pretty hard.
Yeah, out of nowhere. I was just like, well, I assume everybody's seen Denny fights. They know what I'm talking about. And then...
when are you going to the W?
The W, I forget what it's called. It's actually called like...
The Washington?
No, the W is like the... I don't know. It's some fucking airport.
What?
I forget. It's like an airfield and something.
Dude, you're going to do an air show?
I think I'm doing an air show.
That's fucking sick.
One of them's
going
to crash into the crowd. You ever see that? That's the best. No. Dude, watch air show crashes.
Oh, my God. I never even thought about it. Where'd you come up with that?
I've been watching those
since
day
one,
dude.
You've probably been brainwashed, dude.
I didn't ever bring it up on the cast because I figured everybody knows about
an airfield
air show crashes.
Never heard of it,
dude. Watch a fucking like a jet fly straight into a crowd.
Oh. Did the bleachers melt? Can you get footage
of the steel
and
beams?
Yeah, I want to see how those
the fuel?
Those braces. You know, there's some X braces coming through. I wonder how they went down.
Mm, interesting.
Yeah.
True. I didn't watch it through that lens.
Exactly.
The conspiratorial lens.
Was that in the YouTube comment? I was watching like the YouTube comments of some video, and I'm reading through, and in my head I was like, dude, you know, you go there and like, oh my God, this is like the worst of people. It's like,
yeah,
people used to live in the YouTube comments back in the day. Like, people would YouTube comment on you IRL and just kill you, dude. It's like, that's how we're so much more advanced than that. And you go in there, it's like, fuck him. It was a kid. The video is hilarious. It's this kid who is getting his car towed. It was on, I like to watch public freakouts. I watch public freakouts like you watch TikTok.
Yeah.
And this guy was getting his car towed. And it was a sick move. He smashed his car up and was blaming it on the tow truck driver. There was like a little piece of plastic in there. And he was like, you fucking ruined my car. And the guy's like, nah, dude, you just smashed your car. I dragged it. You're supposed to pick it up. You don't know anything about towing, you fucking idiot. And this guy starts screaming at the towing guy. And I was watching at one point, there's like a bunch of Jamaican dudes in like the place where the car's getting taken to. And they're like, oh, you got to go.
That's bad news.
Bro, they're just these old guys. And like, he did it. He pulled a hit. And dude, and the guy's like, shut up, you old Jamaican retards. And they're like, why am I not mad at that? Dude. And they start going off on him. The mom's like, stop it, Joshua, stop it.
Damn, he called him old Jamaican retards.
Shut up, you old Jamaican bitch. Dude, it was so literally called him an old Jamaican bitch. And the mom goes, Joshua. And he's like, man, he's like, I will fucking kill you guys. He's spazzing out.
Oh, no.
But everyone in the comments was like, fuck him, fucking piece of shit. And it's like, the guy's obviously a piece of shit. It was just so funny. All these people like, man, I would have fucked him up.
He talk to Jamaicans that way?
Yeah, they're like, that's why kids need respect. And I'm like, shut up, you fucking loser.
You Jamaican bitch.
I watched it and was just like, this kid's freaking out. Started cracking up. We called the guy an old Jamaican bitch. Was like, bah. And then he like literally towards the end, he goes, get in the fucking car, mom.
Yes.
And then mom gets in the car.
Wait, how old was this kid?
He's probably like 19.
Damn.
Yeah, he was wiling out, dude. He spazzed. He fucking crashed his car and just fully bratted out. It's like I'm watching this and all these people being like, fucking idiot. Fucking. It's just all like morning radio listeners. Being like, tell you what I would do, and it's just the same comment ninth into infinity, and it's like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's a bunch of people that act like Tony at the Bada Bing.
Exactly, dude.
That dude was probably commenting on it when I saw him.
He's probably like,
He's like, I would have taught that kid respect. He's Jamaican. Never mind.
Yeah, the kid, it was a white kid. Joshua was yelling at the fucking, the Jamaicans, because they were like...
How'd the Jamaicans handle it?
They fucking erupted.
They were
like,
not like that.
They were telling him how he... Like, we had a Toyota... And he was just like, shut up, you old Jamaican bitch. And the guy, oh, bumbalada. Dude, they started freaking out.
Oh, you bumbaclaw, you blood clot, rude boy.
Me a number one shotter.
That's a real rude boy. Calling a Jamaican a bitch.
You call a Jamaican dude an old Jamaican bitch, he instantly turns into that dude with the fucking feathers from belly, dude. Apparently, rude boys in Jamaica dress like that.
Yeah.
They go like full like Indian headdress.
Tribal shit.
Like leather, like tight leather. They dress like rock stars, dude.
Scary.
The rude boys in Jamaica dress
Jamaicans
like...
Jamaicans will fuck you up.
Yeah, dude.
I wouldn't fuck with them.
Dude, they're fucking fight a bunch of old Jamaican mechanics. Like, good luck,
impossible.
Dude. Good fucking luck. But yeah, he was just wowing out. Get in the fucking car. And he's like, I will fuck you guys. Dude, this dude was going nuts. The cameraman was just like, ha ha. Just laughing, filming him. Be like, oh, that's so funny.
Oh, dude, I know we're going long.
Go
here,
ahead, go ahead.
World Star, and you were right. Like, that's when they showed Soulja Boy shadowboxing. That was just pure World Star fucking.
It is, dude.
Does anybody on Earth have a weaker chin than everybody in a fucking World Star video. No, dude. They slap box with their heads backwards until someone gets fucking knocked out. And it's always ridiculous.
It's just eyes closed cartoon windmill punches, dude, until someone catches one. They're like, oh!
Connects, and the other guy's out. Totally out. They have the weakest fucking chins on earth.
Like Rock'em Sock'em Robots, dude. It's just like...
Don't get me wrong. There's some vicious, obviously horrific punches.
Yeah.
But I've seen... some of the weakest knockouts.
Yeah.
Like, these guys must, like, walk around the house and, like, bump into things and get knocked out. Like, this is fucking crazy. But they hit their head on a shelf and just lay down.
And then someone comes out of nowhere like, oh! Yeah,
and their whole family runs in, fucking screams, and takes their shoes. Yeah, that was good racism to end this thing.
That's not racism. That's World Star.